Unit 18. Entertaining and Party Food.
Useful Expressions. A. Before the party, host. 1. Did you get the invitation to Mary's engagement party?
2. Are you interested in coming over for a small gathering this weekend?
3. Is there anything you don't eat?
4. Peter can give you a ride if you don't know the way to my place.
5. Please come anytime after 5 o'clock.
6. You are welcome to bring your friends.
7. Please let me know by Friday if you are coming to the party.
8. You don't have to bring anything to the party.
B. Before the party, guest. 1. What should I bring to the party?
2. What kind of party is it?
3. What is this party for?
4. Can I bring a friend to the party?
5. Who have you invited?
6. Who else is coming to the party?
7. I would love to go, but I have other plans to do on that day.
8. Could you give me the direction to your house?
9. Do you want me to bring dessert?
10. What should I wear to the party?
C. At the party. 1. I'd like to propose a toast.
2. Would you like something from the bar?
3. Can I offer you a drink?
4. When should we cut the cake?
5. Please help yourself with the food.
6. Who wants tea?
7. This is a great party.
8. I'd like to introduce you to my friend.
9. I don't think you have met my coworker.
10. The decorations are nice.
11. Happy anniversary.
12. It's time for you to open the gifts.
13. Who is interested in playing party games?
Conversation. 1. A potluck party. Hi, Ting. What are you doing this weekend?
I've got to study for next week's test. Why? What's your plan?
Me and my roommates are thinking of throwing a party. Since none of us can really cook, we decided to have a potluck.
Potluck? What is it?
Each invited guest has to bring a dish. I'm putting together a list here. What are you going to bring?
Well, I don't know if I should go. I'm so behind in my studies. Plus, I can't cook either.
Don't be a party pooper. You don't have to stay long if you really have to study. Also, I didn't say you have to cook. You can always order a pizza or some chicken wings. Half of the class promised to come. It's going to be fun.
Well, okay. I'll stop by and say hi. What do you need me to bring?
Let me take a look at my list. Okay, Kathy's making spaghetti. Juan is cooking chili. Yoko is bringing sushi. Jennifer is in charge of the dessert, and I'm going to make a salad. It'd be nice if you could prepare something meaty.
I could boil some Chinese dumplings. It's got a lot of pork inside.
That'll be fine. The party is on Saturday evening. I assume people will start showing up after 5 o'clock.
Where is your place?
Why don't you come with Tina? She knows where I live.
Okay, I will. Thanks for inviting me.
Sure. See you on Saturday. 2. A farewell party. Kathy, this is a great party. Thank you so much for organizing it. It means a lot to me.
Don't mention it. It has always been a pleasure to work with you. We'll certainly miss you.
I'm going to miss all of you, too. To tell you the truth, I feel a little intimidated. China is such a big country. I don't know if I can handle it.
Don't worry. I have faith in you. You will do well. I've been on business trips to Shanghai a few times. The city is quite westernized. The food is excellent, and the women are very beautiful. You won't have a problem adjusting to the new environment.
Well, I'm glad that my wife didn't hear what you just said. She is looking forward to having some nice food, though. What's Shanghai cuisine like?
It's a little greasy to me, but very tasty. They eat a lot of seafood.
It sounds interesting. I wish I didn't have to report to the Shanghai office that soon. I'd like to take my family on a trip across China.
You will have plenty of time later on. I suggest that you settle down first. Moving the whole family to a new country is very tiring.
You're right. The first thing I have to do is to look for a good school for my son.
A friend of mine is the vice principal of a well-known international school in Shanghai. Don't forget to get her number before you leave.
Thanks a lot.